We're still in the spirit, in the season of Easter, so I'd like to just open with the response of Alleluia that we've been doing for a while. So I'll sing it once, and then I'll invite everyone to sing it with me. Sound like a plan? No pressure, no test. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Portillo's is. I figured you would. Anybody else? You want to tell us what it is? It's a very good restaurant in Chicago. They sell hot dogs. It started out as a little tiny hut selling hot dogs, and now it's a chain. But if you've never been to Chicago, you wouldn't know that, because they really aren't outside of Chicago, as far as I know. So when you go to a new place, you wander around, and you see what's there, and you see what things are like, what you have, like the mollification of America now. You know, everywhere has a Gap, and everybody has McDonald's, and everybody has whatever. But some places are specific. And sometimes you have to learn new names in a different context. I know when since I've been here for the last year and a half, I keep having to remind myself, Wyoming is not just a state. Cedar Springs and Lakeview are not just gay neighborhoods in Chicago or Dallas. And there's some things you have to get used to, like, I don't know, the Michigan left turn. What is that? Seriously. So Paul was in Athens, which was not his normal place, and he's looking around, and he's seeing idols everywhere. And he's really distressed by this, because he's still Saul, and he still was a Pharisee, so he has a lot of his Pharisee baggage with him, which told him that idols are really bad. So he was distressed about that. So he's in Athens, he's starting to debate folks about Jesus, he's telling them about Jesus, he's preaching, and enough people start to hear his message, and it's kind of out there for what they're used to. And so what would be equivalent now of maybe the people who run the TED Talks, they come up to him and they're like, hey, you know what? We really like to learn new things. Can you come talk to us? So he's like, sure. Paul is a great orator, he's a great marketer, because he's been seeing all these idols and he's going to go talk to these people, and he doesn't lead with, what is wrong with you people and your idols? Why do you have all these things? You know these are bad? No, that's not a good lead for this. Instead, he says, hey, you know what? I noticed that y'all are religious, I'm religious too, and I saw this altar to the unknown God, and let's explore that a little more. So he's a stellar marketer. Because he goes for what they have in common. Because that's what marketing is. I tell you, hey, you know what? I think you need this thing because you have these interests. So I'm going to talk to you and we're going to create a relationship, and then maybe you want to buy my stuff. And he's doing the same thing. I noticed you're religious. I'm religious too. This is going to tie into my message. And he also throws in a little poetry and philosophy of the time that people would have recognized immediately. It's like now if you throw in maybe some Shakespeare or maybe some Drake or Beyonce, people would recognize it. It would speak to them and they would be more drawn in. And so he packages Jesus and his understanding of God into this altar to the unknown God because he thinks that'll work. The thing is, though, about unknowns is you can't erase all of it. For the folks who are friends with me on Facebook, this is where we talk about the statistics, so it's kind of chill. In statistics, what you're trying to do is describe your data, and usually they try to do that mathematically. So you have a bunch of terms, there's like this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, and there's always one at the end called epsilon, which is the error term, which means the, I don't know what this stuff is, but we're going to put it over there. It's an error term. It's the unknowns. You can't get rid of the unknowns no matter how close you think you're going to describe your data. There's always going to be this unknown. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's little, but it's always there. So even when Paul is trying to describe his God as this unknown God, his description of that God is still going to leave a lot of questions and a lot of stuff in that error term for people in his audience. So no matter how much you try to get rid of that unknown bit, that epsilon, there's always going to be a piece of it there. I don't know if you're like me, probably not, but when I go grocery shopping, I know my stuff, I know the stuff I like, I know where it is, I go get it, I always go to the same store, and the same place, and it's like a route. Okay, maybe I am a little OCD, but that's how I go shopping. I know the stuff I need, I know the stuff I want, and I'm gonna go get it, and the rest of the store could fall off a cliff, and it wouldn't affect me one way or the other. Unless, you know, like maybe we've seen some on a cooking show, we should try this, blah, blah, blah. So this is my understanding of the stuff I get at the store. One day, I was on a study tour in Israel, Palestine, and for some reason, our tour, the people who set up the tour thought, oh, this would be really cool if we go out into the middle of nowhere one day and we go to a store and buy stuff and cook our own food and stay in these cabins. I mean, we've been staying in hotels and eating at restaurants the whole rest of the trip. So we go to this grocery store in the middle of nowhere, Israel, Palestine. I mean, it was huge, you know, it was like Family Fair, maybe not the Meijer Superstore, but it was big. But here's the problem, everything was in Hebrew. So now I don't know what I'm getting. I mean, you can, you know, there's stuff in like the plastic, like meat, cheese, that kind of stuff, you pretty could guess. But anything that came in a box, if there wasn't on the box, like the picture, you had no idea what it is. So I found some Cheetos, because, you know, the little Cheeto guy, he's recognizable, right? Because good marketing. I'm like, okay, I'll get these Cheetos. So I was eating them the next day. They were the worst Cheetos ever. Because apparently they were pizza flavor. I looked at the bag later and there's like a little tiny thing that looks like a pizza. I'm like, what does that even mean? But here's the point, is I was completely out of my comfort zone. I was completely out of everything. I had no idea what I was doing. And I ended up with really bad Cheetos. But that's kind of the error term. So my error term was full of all kind of weird Cheetos I never heard of, all kinds of other food I never heard of. And then I found a little piece of that error term. Now I know what it is. And it's the same with our understanding of God. We can try to create God with a head and a body and arms and legs and eyes, but we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff in that error term. We can attribute behaviors to God, like God is angry or God is jealous or God is revengeful, but there's still going to be a lot in that error term. And we can assign images to God. In our society still, there's a lot of stuff about God is male. There's still a lot in that error term when you do that. Because God is much greater than all of it. So to get a better idea of God, once in a while we need to go to a different marketplace, whether that's actually going to a specific other religious service or just talking to people about what they believe and how they feel about their faith. We have to go to a different marketplace. Sometimes we have to get the really gross Cheetos just to get our head around what else is out there. Because when we put God into a box, we're going to fail. Because God is always greater than that. You know, when you put white light through a prism, you get the rainbow, right? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, Roy G. Biv, who remembers that? But here's the thing, if all you can see is yellow, what do you do with the people who see red or green? Do the people who focus on only green, are they going to hell? I mean, what does that even mean? You know, we go to places for certain reasons, but sometimes we need to think outside the box. I mean, we don't go to Family Fair to buy shoes. We don't go to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy diapers, and we don't go to Kohl's to buy steaks, because we know where to get that stuff, but we still have to expand how we think, because we don't ever know what all else is available. If you've ever gone to, say, a specifically Chinese grocery store, you're going to be overwhelmed. Take my word for it. There's stuff in there, you're just not going to know what it is. But it's good to go there to experience it and kind of expand your understanding of what's available. So when we share our faith with others, maybe we do share our faith in the yellow spectrum, but maybe we should talk to some folks who share their faith in the red spectrum and find some commonalities, and maybe we'll realize between our conversations, there's orange. Because, you know, red and yellow. And maybe there's people who focus on orange, and we can talk to them and learn even more. The noted, brilliant Black liberation theologist James Cohen passed away this weekend. And for those of us who went to Chicago Theological Seminary and other progressive seminaries, it's a blow to the community because he's the one who was brave enough to say several decades ago that God is Black. And he was to say, that freaked some people out. And he stayed with it. And his Black liberation theology, it's amazing. And I encourage all of you to read it if you have a chance. It'll be a little in your face. But again, if I'm in the yellow spectrum, somebody's in the red spectrum. It's good to talk. Find the commonalities so we can understand our differences and not be so antagonistic about it. So James Cone forced us, the white church specifically, to go to another marketplace, to look at what else is available, to understand what else is going on, because we're blind to it. We just are. But even if we could understand what James Cone experienced, absolutely, without any other, you know, like, we are just there, even then, there'll still be more to that error term. Because maybe we don't understand how God is from an LGBT perspective. Or maybe we don't understand what God is like through a disabled perspective. We're never going to get rid of that error term, ever. But we can try. And we can be open. And we can talk. Because we can make it smaller to make our understanding bigger. So what marketplace will you visit this week?